With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Set summer in motion with the most adventurous Honda vehicles yet, like the Passport and Pilot Trail Sport, and the Ridgeline, built for better off-road performance and engineered for more adventure. Summer's here. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Pilot, a 2.9% APR on a 2023 Passport, and a 0.9% APR on a 2023 Ridgeline.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Impossible, or Bacon, Whopper, I rule this day. BK, have it your way.
Hello, fellow Rangers, and welcome to the Ranger Ryan Show. Happy Saturday. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend ahead of them. It has been a very, very long week for me with the jobs and, you know, just life in general. So I am a little exhausted, but I am happy to be talking about Burger King. And one of the biggest marketing mistakes they've ever made, I don't really know this ad. I've seen plenty of screenshots from this ad. I've kind of, I'm aware of it, but I've never watched it. So I am going to be watching an ad live, similar to how we did in the beginning of the season. And hopefully, hopefully it is as dramatic as everyone acts like. But based off of the way people react on the internet, I'm assuming I'm going to be underwhelmed. Before we get to that, I would like to talk about some of the most controversial ads of Burger King's past, because they really have had quite a history. And I'd like to start out with the Real Meals. So in a stunt that was very cringe, Burger King decided to create an alternative to the Happy Meal. It was called the Real Meal. These mood meals came in a collection of different emotions, including the pissed meal, the blue meal, which is sad, the salty meal, the DGAF meal, which is don't give a word, and then a yas meal. Twitter is pretty much where this was completely just mimicked and ridiculed. And everyone kind of just made fun of this whole situation. It was, it was a stunt. And the slogan was, you ready for this? No one is happy all the time. Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh. And they did this during Mental Health Awareness Month, which is even more of a marketing stunt that, and then they did the hashtag feel it your way. I'm going to Google because they Google on there. Feel it your way hashtag. I got several articles referring to the real meals and about how Burger King faced backlash on Twitter. All 2019 articles. It was, it's just a weird idea. I would order the pissed meal. That's which one I would probably. I don't know if I want to get food and it says like that on it. But it's not that. It's like an angry face. It's just so weird. All right. Next on the list. It's true that Burger King, this was back in 2009. So what they offered was, if you wanted some coupons for Burger King, you would have to sacrifice some of your Facebook friends and remove them. So the promotion was something to the effect of, what would you do for a Whopper kind of thing. Kind of like Klondike, I guess, in a creepy way. In a moment of mass sacrifice, Burger King was able to get over 200,000 friends deleted by issuing only 20,000 coupons before Facebook booted them off the social site. So if you deleted like 10 friends, you got a Whopper, basically. So people were just deleting web friendships, left and right to get a free flame broiled Whopper. They also did a ad in 2017. I know I'm jumping around a bit. But the ad featured the person on the actor, I guess, saying the letter O and the letter K and then Google. I'm not going to say it in case you have that phone. And the question they posed to Google was, what is a Whopper burger? And this prompted anyone with a Google Assistant or even it set up on their phone, if they're listening to it somewhere else, to be redirected to the Whopper's Wikipedia page. And there's nothing more annoying than, and it's happened to me before, actually, watching TV with the Amazon device that I will also not name. Someone in, I don't know if it was a character in a TV show or a movie, but we definitely have had the Alexa I'm sorry if that set off anything. I apologize. I knew it. My son and daughter have a friend with that name, and we're not allowed to. It's the name that must not be named in our house because of our devices. So I apologize for that. I really do. I will not say it again, I promise. But anyway, they had an ad that would prompt your device to react and go to Whopper's Wikipedia page. Very annoying. Very annoying. But that was, they tried to be, I guess they tried to be funny. Another controversy that was big took place with Burger King UK, where they did tweet that, quote, women belong in the kitchen, end quote, which was supposed to be because there weren't enough women in the culinary arts. It was supposed to be kind of cheeky. But received a lot of backlash. A lot of the comments were inappropriate, so they did delete that tweet. That was in 2021. And then they did a... They did have a pic... So a lot of this is European kind of stuff. And this is Burger King in Brazil. They had an ad for ice cream. They, you know, whenever I see like the poop emoji that, you know, a lot of people know and use, I guess, on a regular. I've always, you know, considered it the ice cream, chocolate ice cream emoji. And in Brazil, which, you know, has different rules and regulations, they did an ice cream ad for Burger King, which, you know, it's chocolate ice cream, and they called it the poop emoji ice cream. And I don't know if it actually came with the face on it, the little poop emoji face, but it's literally was called the try the poop emoji ice cream now only at Burger King locations. And this is, of course, Burger King in Brazil. Potty humor is not, you know, a big thing with me. So I guess I did not know about that. But why would I, you know, why would I? I don't live in Brazil either. I would like to, I'm going to play the ad real quick. And then I will, let's see, where are you? What should I search for? Burger King mold, right? Moldy burger. All right, let's watch the video. If you'd like, you can watch on YouTube with me. The article is... Well, that's... do they even have it on their official page anymore? Okay, well, that's unfortunate. I guess I'll have to go with one of these other... All right, this is from ABC News posting the commercial. All right, so 45 seconds. We have them building a burger on a platform. And it says, the Whopper, day one. And it starts to, you know, dissolve, age, go rotten. And that's, okay. Is there a clock? Am I missing, like, the timer? Oh, maybe it just constantly goes moldy. And then eventually we get to... Oh, it's really gross now. At 30 seconds, it's pretty raunchy. Day 34, the Whopper, day 34. And it says, the beauty of no artificial preservatives, Burger King. Now, this caused a lot of people to not... You know how commercials make you hungry? It did not... It did not make anybody hungry watching that. But it was a response to McDonald's. McDonald's did... They always are responding to McDonald's. Because people found, like, chicken nuggets, you know, that were, like... What was it? It was 20-year-old chicken nuggets or something, and they looked fine. And then, like, a 15-year-old burger somebody had, it looked fine. And that's really just showing, you know, the preservatives that are in things like McDonald's. And again, you know, classic Burger King tactics going after McDonald's. But it is pretty gross. But I mean, I do appreciate, I guess, that apparently they don't have artificial preservatives. But to my knowledge, I mean, it tastes pretty artificial to me. So whatever. I mean, is it good? I haven't had Burger King in so long. If you do know that Burger King has been doing really weird marketing throughout their history, really. And I would say the Barbie combo meal, which is only available in Brazil. Back to Brazil. Burger King Brazil is wild. They do have that pink sauce on their burger, which looks just like the worst. And then I believe they did the Spider-Man, right? That was Burger King as well. You know, I know they posted pictures, but they had like the Spider-Man burger with like the red bun, and then they had like a St. Patty's Day burger with a green bun. But coming off of watching that commercial, I would like to, I know it's a short episode, but I would like to say there is nothing natural about pink sauce, red buns, green buns. I believe that if anything, they've become more artificial over the past few years. And it's kind of, you know, it's kind of a shame because my my wife used to work at Burger King back in high school. And I used to eat Burger King quite a lot because it was free. Can you blame me? It's good. It's good stuff. Everything tastes better when it's free. But when she worked there, I mean, they had like the Lord of the Rings cups. Remember those Lord of the Rings cups? Like, you, I think they cost extra. But like they lit up, and Burger King used to have some of the most, not toys, right? Yeah, that's like a Burger King. How much do those go for? LOTR. Burger King LOTR. Yeah, $120 on eBay. I mean, they used to have really cool stuff. Like, to me, Burger King has gotten so, everything's just so off anymore. All they want to do is like fight McDonald's on every aspect, even if they want to make like a salty meal, you know. And Burger King has a 1.2% of fast food global market share, which is far from here. I'll look at McDonald's, but you're looking at a 1.2 market share company trying to go against a company that, you know, has really survived quite a lot of not bad campaigns, but I would argue they've at least adapted, right? McDonald's didn't be like, oh, well, let's just make our bun a different color. You know, they've actually tried to adapt. So we saw Burger King at a 1.2, 1.4. I mean, it kind of fluctuates. But McDonald's has a 43.8% market share in the global fast food segment as of 2021. And the forecast for them financially is actually very good for the future. McDonald's is quite a powerhouse. And I cannot say the same for Burger King, no matter what color their sauce is, no matter what color their bun is, and no matter how unartificial their ingredients are. Whatever they're doing is not working, and long live the king. Until next time, thank you for listening, and farewell, fellow Rangers.